a passage in the Bible that I always thought about. It's better to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to like be a ruler or a manager in the place of the wicked. And I thought about that for many years, and then I thought about, okay, what if you actually got a job for the Lord? It's just, now go with me. I have a very imaginative, creative brain. Sometimes I think of like the strangest metaphors and things, and I'm thinking about, okay, so what if you got a job for God? Very specifically, God interviewed you, you got the job, you're the doorkeeper. And I thought about that. It's like, okay, the creator, maker of the universe, the redeemer, he is love, all powerful. And it was sort of like, and then he said this. He said, okay, so Henry, you're the doorkeeper. Great. Okay. But, Henry, I want you to, make the door experience amazing. Okay, well, and he says, there's a parable that Jesus told. My son told a parable about the talents, and, I don't know exactly where you think your talents are, but let's just say you have 5 talents. Go ahead and make them 10. Now, let's pretend there's no doubt in my mind that this is the God of the universe, and I'm a doorkeeper, and I'm told to make the door experience interesting. Okay, so now I come to the first day at work, and I see there's the door, and what do you do at doors? Well, you got to think about that. It's like, okay, well, you welcome people who come in through the door. So as people come into the house of the Lord, welcome them. And then you think about the welcoming. And then after a while, you start thinking of other things. And then you look around and you see people not coming in. What if you walked away from the door to get them to come in? You think about that. And then you think about like 1,000 different things, because you want to make being a doorkeeper significant. The Lord has given you gifts to do it, and you want to do it. So, no. Talk about all of this. And Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. So I think about everything we do at Christian Leaders Institute. I think about ministry training. I think about enterprise training. I think about utilizing your gifts, whatever they are, to be enterprisingly, passionately, creatively, all in for God and bringing to this earth the very best you can to serve the Lord. In this online enterprise marketing class, we're going to talk about how putting your full heart into learning about getting the word out via the internet, technology, and so forth. Something Christian Leaders Institute is passionate about. We're on the internet. We market on the internet. There's organic marketing on the internet. We have some Google marketing on the internet to try to reach people the door, get them to come into the world of Christian Leaders Institute and to find out about free ministry training, to find out about enterprise training, to do what we can to share all of our programs with people. And we want to put our whole heart into it. We want to be creative about it. We want to be interesting. We want to figure out how to do it well. We want to figure out what people are interested in what we're doing. We want to raise up revival leaders everywhere we can, and we want to do it all with all of our heart as working for the Lord, not for men. So, when we think about this class, internet marketing, enterprise internet marketing, online marketing, we do this because in the end of the day, we don't want to spam anybody. We don't want someone to get what they're not expecting to get. We want to be sincere. And as we look at the various topics in this class, we want to learn all this not to try to cut any corners, but to have an authentic voice, a called voice, to be a Christian leader. And internet marketing does not make it for you in itself. Now, that's a very important point. I always feel like this way about Christian Leaders Institute, that we're not a technology company. And people say, wow, yeah, you have a digital campus, you're interested in organic marketing on the internet, which we'll find out in this class. If you don't know what organic marketing is, you're going to learn that in this class. You do pay-per-click advertising. We have, yes. You're going to find out about that. We do email marketing. We're going to share with what we've learned. You're going to find out more about these sorts of things in this class. And you do all that, and then you say this isn't about technology. It's not about technology. It's about voice. It's about your voice. And we're very interested in giving you the enterprise skills on the internet that you can flex your God-called voice because you're working for the Lord. You're putting everything on the line for Him. You're boldly proclaiming Christ. You're being authentically who God made you to be. Whether this is an enterprise that has nothing specifically to do with church, but you're working for someone, or you have a business and you're learning how to market or how to get noticed on the internet, or maybe you're in ministry and you're called to let your church be known in your community, or you have a blog. I mean, there's so many ways today where your authentic voice can be advanced by the internet. And it's not about specifically the result that you can get. It's about authentically sharing and knowing how to share well the true you in Christ. Because God has created you to subdue the earth. And as you form relationships with people via the internet, it's going to be about trust, more and more about trust. So, you know, if you don't have that authentic voice, that putting everything on the line and you're sort of just, you know, going through some internet marketing motion, people will not come to trust you. You know, in this class, we're going to talk about internet marketing, enterprise marketing, and you're going to find out about people who do this well. Now, in this class, many of the resources that we have put together, most of the resources are found in places like Wikipedia, where we carefully selected articles on internet marketing, helping you understand the web, how does it all work, and so forth. Because essentially, you're going to look at these articles and you're going to read them, and in the process of reading them, you're going to learn the skills of internet marketing and how they apply to the web, and then how these skills apply to you as you share your authentic voice, why you're on the internet, whether it's in ministry or enterprise or whatever it is. In this class also, we are going to take special effort to get you out of your comfort zone. I'll give you an example of that. So getting out of your comfort zone and art is a presentation in this first week where Seth Godin, what he does is he talks about the Icarus deception. And He's talking about the connection economy, and this is an example, but this is true for the rest of this class. I'm going to pick authors in the general market, like Seth, who is a world expert on marketing, internet marketing. He's in the general population. He may or may not be a Christian. I've reviewed these various YouTube videos. We've linked to them. They're out on the internet right now. And these leaders are very effective in communicating an authentic voice of internet marketing and marketing in general. And what I'm desiring in this class is that you are going to have the best skills for internet enterprise marketing, but you're also going to bring the best of who you are for the gospel. So this class is going to be a class where you're going to do reading, where in these readings through mainly Wikipedia articles that we've selected, you're going to learn the theory of web marketing and the implications and the knowledge you need to do that well. Then what I'm going to do is I'm also going to give you basic leadership / marketing / creative thinking / stuff that energizes your authentic voice to do internet marketing. You know, I had thought about fire hosing you with everything about the technique of internet marketing and all its implications. As I was putting the class together and researching, I realized that I needed to feed that creative side while you're learning the technical side. So what I'm doing is I'm giving marketing, web / marketing / leader insights to kind of keep the course sizzling, that your brain is sizzling with ideas and how to communicate your authentic voice. And I'm going to give you a healthy dose of the technical knowledge you need to develop a strong knowledge of internet enterprise marketing. Okay, so that's how this class is going to work, where I actually believe that that's how it goes. When you get the basics of digital marketing, online marketing, search engine marketing, all of these things can just be so incredibly boring. I can tell you my story. Founding Christian Leaders Institute, co-founding that with people like Rich DeVos and Ron Parr and others, and then going through it and finally getting on the web for online ministry training in 2006, and then going through the whole journey. And today, you know, today in 2016, over 100,000 people have enrolled, and we have dreams to reach into, you know, French and to Spanish and to Chinese. We are launching this enterprise program. We have dreams for even more ministry, like, you know, more impact, learning how to utilize the internet very well. We've been blessed that we have experienced blessing and success on the internet. But having said all that, it still comes down to you are an image bearer. And you have a calling, an exciting calling, to impact the world. And one tool is going to be the internet. So we're all about that, helping you with your authentic voice. You are an image bearer. It's also about that enterprise ministry marketing connect. We want to connect you in one life, even if you're bivocational, that you see you're working for the Lord, working for a company as to the Lord. Your goal is to love this, do it well, be effective, feel the joy of a job well done, and don't be threatened by the internet. And even in that whole process, when you're in this class, we're going to give material that you say, well, this guy may not be a Christian. There's some metaphors that they're using that are sort of not Christian metaphors or some things that are said, and you're going to see these in this class, and I'm asking you, discern that and look for how to most be effective in internet marketing. I will tell you, here's a disclaimer. I mean, not every video in this class, most videos in this class that we're going to feature, these links, are not going to be at a Christian conference or everything. You know, Jesus once says, you know, use worldly wealth to gain friends, and he talks about how, you know, often the unbelievers or the pagans know how to do things better than the children of God know how to do things. My goal here is that we are going to help you really do well. We're asking you to overlook some things that may not, you know, we can edit linked material. Okay, so when we link something, there might be something in this class that you say, ooh, or I don't like how that person dressed, or that's not modest enough. And again, we're not going to go out of our way to offend any sensitivities, or we don't like that metaphor, or that person kind of used a word that is not on the types of words that we would use as Christians. You know what? That is all possible in this class. But understand, you live in the world. We're not out of the world. If you're in enterprise, if you're in business, or if you're in the church, all of these things come to you, and I'm asking you to be discerning. Be discerning, but through this discernment, I pray that you will become an excellent enterprise, internet, online marketer, but not a marketer who is spamming anybody. What is the essence of marketing? It's getting the word out. Someone who just gets the word out and does it well and does it with an authentic voice, understanding the tools of how to do it for the glory of Christ, the glory of God, a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, that you can feel great and say, Lord, I give my life to you and I put everything on the table for you. So, I want to welcome you to this class and enjoy the readings, enjoy the videos. Maybe the internet marketing is not your thing, but you know you need to do it. Well, just, you know, work your way through. And I promise you this, when you're done with this class, you're going to learn something about the internet, about marketing, a place where you maybe would not go if you weren't compelled to go in this class. But when you're done, you're going to say, you know what? I feel more comfortable about the internet now. I feel more comfortable about my role at the internet. I feel more comfortable about what can be done in ministry utilizing the tools of the internet. I feel better about how I can share ideas that I feel strongly about and glorify God with. So I welcome you to this class. I think it's going to be a big benefit to you. And may God bless you as you learn about online, internet, enterprise marketing.